This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
All right, we're trying out a new format of show today, ladies and gentlemen, and this is going to be a quick hitter. It is the playoff head-to-head schedule guide. My goal, and I'm just doing this because it's the first one, I'll try to make this much faster in all future episodes, is to do one of these every Monday through Friday through the rest of the fantasy season to carry us through the playoffs. The goal, of course, here also from the show standpoint is we're going to look at 2 days, 4 days, 6 days, and 9 days as kind of like the key streaming windows for when you use your players and when you use your weekly moves. You guys know for me, as you hit the playoffs, and many of you are starting them on Monday, long streaming is key. So guys that you can pick up for 6 or 9 days are critical because it allows you to stream more roster slots. You make a move for someone who's got a 9-day stretch where they play 6 times, that's a move you don't even have to use until the end of next week right now. And there is a team that fits into that profile. You use a move for 6 days, that's a move that you don't have to worry about until towards the end of next week. It's a way that you can then stream 3 or even 4 sometimes roster slots if you have like a 14 or a 15 rosters depth on your head-to-head team. Obviously, it's harder. Yahoo leagues, you only have 10 starters and 3 bench slots with some IL, so you can't stream as many slots because the guys are generally too good for you to cast off into the ocean. But as you get into, again, sort of deeper rosters, deeper leagues, whatever, you can squeeze out more streaming positions. The reason that this is important, and again, I'm not going to do this preamble at the front of every one of these episodes. I'm going to tell people to refer back to the first minute of our first streaming episode, is that if you take one roster slot and you pick up a back-to-back player basically every day, you use a move on Monday, Tuesday, use a move on Wednesday, Thursday, use a move on Friday, Saturday, you use a move on Sunday into the following Monday, and so on and so forth, you're basically turning one roster slot into a slot that plays every day. So the best case scenario there is you're taking a slot that may have had only 3 games coming into a week and turning it into a 7. You're using 4 moves to gain 4 games played over that week, and you can't stop doing it. In some scenarios, you might even have a guy who has a 4-game week that you move off of, so you're actually only in that scenario gaining 3 games with 4 moves in a given week. That's fine, but that's the bare minimum. That should be the worst thing you do from a streaming standpoint. With my help, I hope, and with using these kind of long streaming techniques, if you take 3 roster slots... and or 4 roster slots even, and you take them and you're turning a 3-game, someone who plays, or a team that plays 2 or 3 times over 6 days into someone that plays 4 times over 6 days. You're gaining a game, maybe 2 in a great scenario, and you can use that other move on another slot on your roster, if that makes sense. It might not. Let me try to clear that up just a little bit before we get into the actual analysis today. If you're able to do that with 3 or 4 different roster slots, basically what you're doing is now you're gaining more than 1 move. It might not be 2, Two would be perfect. That's like the optimum. You use a move, you gain two games played over the length of the long stream. But it's going to be better than one, by and large. One is the worst. Two is, well, maybe you might have like a three every once in a blue moon. But one is the worst, two is the best. And hopefully you average those out and you're gaining, you know, if you're streaming three or four different roster slots, instead of gaining three or four games with those four moves, you're gaining somewhere between five and eight. So it's a way to get two to four additional games played out of your playoff roster. All right, let's get into what's actually going on today. And this is the way that most of these shows are going to be formatted going forward. What you see on your screen is our schedule streaming chart. It's available to NBA Fantasy Pass subscribers. They can see the entire calendar for these shows. I'm just going to show basically like a two-week span. It's a little bit more than that on today's. You know what? I can even zoom in just a tiny bit closer so that you guys can see it more clearly on the video feed. But don't worry, for those that are watching or for listening after the fact, I'm going to explain everything as well. Today is March 1st. It's Friday. What we're going to be looking at basically is today through the end of next week, which is when playoffs begin. And this is what you're looking at. Today, if you were just going back to back, there are two teams that fit that bill, whatever that weird way to say it, but you guys get the meaning. The Memphis Grizzlies and the Portland Trail Blazers. Memphis is a hard one because you don't really know what players are actually going to play in the back-to-back. One could probably assume that Santi Aldama will. Vince Williams likely will. Zaire Williams probably will. We don't know about Jordan Goodwin. We already know Jaren Jackson Jr. is not going to be playing in those back-to-backs. Luke Kennard, pretty much never. John Conchar, pretty much never. So it gets pared down a little bit there. Over on the Portland side, we don't know what the deal is with DeAndre Ayton, but Duop Reith will probably play in the back-to-back. Maybe he gets a couple of starts. Tumani Kamara is somewhat intriguing. We haven't heard about anybody else coming back for the Blazers, so I would assume then that, and I'm not a huge fan of it. Do I want to go even farther? I don't think that I'd go any farther than that. Portland, like, probably should have decided this before going on air, huh? Well, I didn't, so now you can stick it up your nose. Jabari Walker was the name that I was sort of kicking back and forth in my head. He's a no. Matisse Thybulle probably plays in the back-to-back. You might get four steals and two blocks out of him, so that's intriguing as well.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur Adapt collection at Ashley, in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you want to go beyond the back-to-back, so that's the two-day outlook, the four-day outlook, still the Grizzlies and the Blazers, who we already talked about, but the Clippers and the Wolves also get in the mix as you go to now the 4 days. So these are teams that play three times in 4 days. That's the second thing you're looking for. It's sort of the second highest percentage of games you're going to get that happens pretty regularly in the NBA. For the Clippers, we don't know if Paul George is going to be back. Whether or not he's back, Terrence Mann actually does make sense as a three games in four nights kind of stream. Amir Coffey would make sense if we knew that Paul George was going to be out, which we don't. Norman Powell, if he's not on a roster, is probably a streamable guy with the advantageous schedule. And then you get into sort of the afterthoughts, which would be Coffey, if he's not starting, Russell Westbrook, Mason Plumlee would creep into that kind of afterthought. Not really as far as I'd like to go, but if you had to, you could. And then for Minnesota, I think was the other one that I said, right? Just to make sure I get that. Yeah, Minnesota's the other one. Players on the Wolves that you could consider using in a 3-4 scenario. Again, we don't know if Kyle Anderson is going to be playing, so he'd be a little bit dangerous to go there. Naz Reid should have been added anyway, but Jaden McDaniels moves into playable because of schedule. Nickeil Alexander-Walker probably is playable due to schedule. You could even go as far down the board as Monte Morris, but that's super iffy because his fantasy game is not all that great. You'd just be kind of hoping for like 55 to 60 minutes out of him, which is like two starters level games for someone else, and that's why it's so important to get these three games in four nights as well. If you want to go real far down the rabbit hole, the teams and, you know, like this is not going to cover everybody because I don't know that we need to go quite that far. The reason 3-4 is actually really notable on a Friday show is that that takes you into Monday of next week. Monday of next week is a relatively low traffic day. It also allows you to hold your roster moves next week until at least Tuesday, possibly farther. So the next thing you'd look at would be, does anybody go four times in 6 days that we haven't already talked about? And the answer is yes. The Cavaliers fall into that department. So if you're looking, and they're not super outstanding for the end of this week. They've got two games the end of this week, and most of these teams we've been talking about have two games the end of this week. The Cavaliers don't play Monday of next week. So if you're going to go that route, you definitely then want to hold all the way through Wednesday. Cavs also don't have that many fringe players that are streamable on the schedule style. Most of the guys on the Cavs are rostered already, and the fringe guys are probably over-rostered because of things like points leak. So like Caris LeVert, who should be on the wire in 9-cat, often isn't. You might be able to use someone like an Isaac Okoro. That would kind of be the only player on the Cavs that's not heavily rostered that you could maybe consider using for the four games in 6-day stretch they've got starting this evening. The teams, again, we've already talked about are good on that front. The Clippers are one of them that has 4-6. I don't make sure that I'm getting all of these right, just so you guys can kind of follow along with me. Memphis, who we already talked about, has 4 games in 6 days. Philly actually is another one that starts slowly here, but then it finishes strong because they've got their back-to-back on Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. Philly does have a couple of sort of fringe streamable guys. I think the last time they played was Tuesday, if I'm remembering right. So we can go back and make sure that we're picking out the numbers right. Didn't they get spanked in that ball game? I'm trying to remember what Philadelphia's last ball game was. Figure this damn thing out. Philly, you've got not a ton in the way of fringe level players. They're another team where it's kind of like, it sort of feels like they basically have their in and their out guys. Kyle Lowry maybe sits on the borderline. I don't think Nick Batum does enough there, but like Oubre, Reed, Harris, Melton's hurt again. Oubre, Reed, Harris, Hield, Maxey are all started right now. So would you take 4 games of Mobamba over 6 days? You're talking about like 2 starter level games from a guy, and that's fine over 4 days, but over 6, I don't think that there's really anybody you can pull off the scrap heap to play for Philly. We already talked about Portland. They are also in the 4 games in 6 department, and that is it. However, as a Dan Vesper special, the one team, my favorite team of this whole stretch, starting today, is the Portland Trailblazers. And we've already talked about their fringe streamable guys. The reason the Blazers are my favorite team over this stretch is they go 6 times over 9 days. That is the ultimate in long stream. They also have a pretty advantageous schedule over that stretch. Minnesota, really the only good defensive team they're playing in those 6 games. The other ones are 2 against the fellow tanking Grizzlies, the Thunder, who play a pretty high-octane game. Defensively, they're a little better. The Rockets and the Raptors. There's a lot of high-scoring games on the docket here. So if you're looking at a fringe Portland player, you could go Matisse Thybulle and getting 6 Thybulle games out of 9 days. I mean, 6 Thybulle games, you're probably talking about 10 steals and 4 blocks. That's huge in head-to-head. And you don't have to make another move there until next Sunday. The other thing to keep in mind as you work your way through the weekend is the Brooklyn Nets. How do you square this one up is the question, because if you're making a move today to try to shore up your roster, Brooklyn actually doesn't make much sense. They've already played 3 of their 4 games this week. The time to stream Brooklyn started all the way back on Monday, which, by the way, we did talk about on Monday's show. We did a show on Monday talking about the weekly preview and how grabbing a Brooklyn Net for the next 14 days was actually a really good decision. But how do you pick the next point to get back in on them? The only way it really makes sense to go Brooklyn is if you have someone playing today that then plays one more time over the weekend or not at all, and you could pivot to Brooklyn tomorrow because they go Saturday, but not Sunday, and then they go 5 times next week. Truthfully, the time to pick up a net would be 12:01 a.m. on Monday morning, but you'll be fighting with everybody else for those guys. And frankly, a lot of those guys are probably going to get picked up this week because they had a 4-gamer going into the 5-gamer. Also, if you happen to have a player that's sort of fringy on the Bulls, they don't play over the weekend. The Bucks don't play over the weekend. The Pelicans don't play over the weekend. The Kings and the Wizards don't play over the weekend either. So if you have fringe-level players on those teams, you could potentially pivot to Brooklyn tomorrow, add 1 game this week, and add a bunch next week. Of course, the downside to that is there is a team in Phoenix that plays a back-to-back this weekend. So if you have a player that plays today that doesn't go Saturday, Sunday, you could actually make a back-to-back pickup that gives you 2 extra games this week, which, frankly, you might need if you're battling for a playoff spot or if you're jockeying for position, whatever it might be. Like, you might need to use that move sooner. For the Suns, Royce O'Neal is the obvious choice. If Eric Gordon comes back, he would probably squeeze himself in there. It sounds like Bradley Beal is probable for the Phoenix Suns game tomorrow. Bol Bol has been getting like 20 minutes, so even he might make sense in a back-to-back. Suns do go 3 times in 4 days and 4 times in 6 days starting tomorrow. So if you picked up a Sun, you could potentially hold them through Thursday of next week. But again, that's a front-loaded 4 games in 6 days, so you don't have to. You could get through the back-to-back, and then you could pivot and go another direction. And that's basically the way that I want to run these shows. That was 15 minutes flat today, and that's because I had a 4-minute prelude. Most days, we're going to spend about 10 minutes talking through how to balance your schedule, how you can potentially stream a bunch of slots at the same time. But again, today, the big takeaways, Portland, 6 games over 9 days. Brooklyn, a 5-game week next week. And then we had all those names that we talked about earlier in the show of guys that either go back-to-back, 3-4 or 4-6. If you like this quick hitter format, please let me know over on social. I'm at Dan Bespris on Twitter. Follow over there. Like, rate, subscribe. And again, I'm going to try to get one of these out 10 to 15 minutes per day, Monday through Friday, through our fantasy playoffs. We're going to long stream our way to victory together. Have a delightful Friday, everybody. I don't know about a weekend episode. I'll do my best. But if not, I'll see you guys Monday. For real this time. Toodaloo.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.